Another batch of states joins in banning TikTok from government devices. By Hannah Blow on December 14, 2022. Another batch of states has taken action against TikTok amid concerns of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, using the app to spy on Americans. A recently released Rasmussen Reports poll shows that Americans are concerned that the CCP could use the app to collect sensitive national security information from U.S. government employees and develop profiles on millions of Americans to use for blackmail or espionage, and most support congressional action on the matter. Meanwhile, individual state leaders are taking action. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, RL, made moves this week, banning the app from state devices and its network. Protecting the state of Alabama and our citizens' right to privacy is a must, and I surely don't take a security threat from China lightly, Ivey said in a statement. After we discussed this with our OIT secretary, I came to the no-brainer decision to ban the use of the TikTok app on our state devices and network, she continued. Look, I'm no TikTok user, but the evidence speaks for itself. And I want to make sure I'm doing everything we can as a state to stand against this growing security risk, she added. On Tuesday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, RIA, took similar action, directing the Iowa Department of Management's Office of the Chief Information Officer to ban the Chinese-owned app from all government devices. It is clear that TikTok represents a national security risk to our country, and I refuse to subject the citizens of Iowa to that risk, Reynolds stated. They trust us with their personal and confidential information, and we will take every step possible to protect it, including from the Chinese government. The safety of Iowans is my number one priority, and that includes their cybersecurity, she added. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, R., followed suit, banning TikTok from the devices used in executive branch agencies. Protecting citizens' data is our top priority, and our IT professionals have determined, in consultation with federal officials, that TikTok raises multiple flags in terms of the amount of data it collects and how that data may be shared with and used by the Chinese government, the governor said. Reducing this security risk is the right thing to do, and we would offer its support to assist and advise any partner entities that wish to pursue similar measures, he added. Other states have already taken action. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., for example, signed an executive order last month over these same national security concerns. She said, South Dakota will have no part in the intelligence gathering operations of nations who hate us. The Chinese Communist Party uses information that it gathers on TikTok to manipulate the American people, and they gather data off the devices that access the platform. The order takes effect immediately and would apply to employees and agencies of the state of South Dakota, including persons and entities who contract with the state, commissions, and authorities or agents thereof. The order prohibits downloading or using the TikTok application or visiting the website on state-owned or state-leased electronic devices capable of internet connectivity. The governors of South Carolina, Texas, Maryland, and Utah have taken similar action against the Chinese-owned app, as well as Republicans push for a similar ban applying to the federal government.